You will recall that the Lord Jesus delayed his coming to Bethany and the home of Martha and Mary and Lazarus, actually waiting for Lazarus to die. And now he's on the way there, and Thomas tells the other disciples, "Let us go, we may die with him." Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. That's verse 17. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. Very frankly, I think I'd be able to make that trip by foot. I walked around that area. I didn't walk exactly from Bethany over to Jerusalem, but it would be a nice little walk, but not bad at all. And we're told here in verse 19, "And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died." Actually, she's rebuking him. Why didn't he come on? In other words, he delayed 2 days, and now she says, "If you'd just only been here, my brother had not died." She reveals a wonderful faith, but also an impatience and a lack of bending to the will of God, whereas I believe Mary, although she, I think, concurred with Martha in this, she was willing to sit at home, and this woman learned to sit at Jesus' feet. Now, we find in verse 22, "But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee." In other words, she has just a faint glimmer of faith that he can raise the dead. Now, he had raised the dead before, but even only a glimmer, you couldn't say that she had real faith. She said, "I just know that whatsoever you ask of God." Jesus saith unto her, "Thy brother shall rise again." Martha saith unto him, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Now, this woman believed in the resurrection. She was a believer. Now, notice verse 25. And 26, this is another one of the great statements of our Lord. Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." Actually, what does he mean? "He that believeth in me, though he were dead." Well, that's spiritual death. That is the thing that he's talking about here, that though he's spiritually dead, he shall live. "And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." And now he looks to the future, and that the one that has trusted him shall never die. "Believest thou this?" She saith unto him, "Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world." This was the testimony, you'll recall, of Simon Peter. And it's a very important testimony at this particular time. "And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she rose quickly, came unto him." Now, Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. When she heard he was coming, she went out to meet him. And there are quite a few roads that go by Bethany. Even today, if you go down to Jericho, you take the road and go right by old Bethany there. Still a few people living there.